Hi, Gudva. This is Yisachar Wartell, and we are at the last set of Parshiyot. That's right. We actually have a double Parsh this week, and we are up to Matot Maaseh, finishing up Sefer Bamidbar. And there's a lot to talk about. We deal with a variety of many different topics. I was actually kind of debating between a few different ones. I actually have quite a bunch of different possible topics to talk about. We're going to talk about this one. So, as we know, it's two parshiyot. The first one is called Matot, right? Matot comes from the word of mateh, which also means staff, right? And this is part of a much longer conversation why the word for shevet is also mateh. We're going to talk about it a little bit, but it goes so much deeper than that. So, again, a tribe, basically one of the 12 tribes. Right, is either called a matet or a shevet, and they're sometimes used interchangeably. So here they're called roshei matot. Now, we also know that the staves that Moshe used and Aaron used and all those things are called matet. And there's also a time where the matet was also used for the matot, which was after Korach's rebellion. So not too long ago, we had the different staves of the different tribes, and you also had the staff of Aaron, and then that was the one that blossomed. So we actually had a matet for the matot. However, this is not just the most interesting thing. The word shevet itself also means staff, right? So the two words for a tribe both mean staff. A shevet can mean a branch or a staff. So first of all, why are these two? Again, we're just barely scratching the surface. This is part of probably, I imagine probably books written on this. But what exactly is the difference between these two words, and why are they both used to describe the 12 tribes of Bnei Yisrael? I'm going to quote to you some words from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe explains this according to Hasidic teachings as follows. These are his words, or at least translated to English. The word shevet means a slim branch as it is when it's still joined to the tree. It is fresh and also pliant and soft, but matet means the same slim branch, but now detached from the tree. It is no longer attached to the source. Despite this, or perhaps because of this, the matet becomes hard and strong and can be used as a staff to support someone or as a symbol of leadership. In the first state, where it's a shevet, the branch attached to the tree represents the soul before it enters this world, while it is still directly attached to and part of the divine. It is fresh, vibrant, and alive. And this can also be seen as the pristine period of the history of the Jewish people when the temple stood in Jerusalem, something which we're obviously thinking about now in the 3 weeks. The second state, mateh, is when the branch has been detached from the tree. The soul has entered the chaotic pressures of human life, or in a further image, the Jewish people have entered a further stage of history, and the temple is in ruins and they are scattered around throughout the world. Now, the paradox of life is that in the second state, which is mateh, that being cut away from the tree, the soul and the Jewish people as a whole actually achieve their strength. We long to be joined to the source, and ultimately the temple will be rebuilt, even if in this world our bond with the divine will become tangible. Yet the sense of being cut off from the trunk of the tree is actually the very fact which strengthens us and makes us into a staff which can support and can lead. Amazing words of the amazing Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha. This teaching mentioned two distinctions between shevet and matet. First is the softness and pliability of a shevet, which will translate now as a shoot or a sprig, versus the hardness and strength of a matet. The second distinction is the attachment to the tree, in the case of a shevet, versus the detachment from the tree, which is the matet. So why are there these two distinctions and how they relate to each other? Again, just scratching the surface. In order to delve into this further, let us look forward and see an additional and seemingly different approach that's also taken by a Gadol, Moshe Abeles of Beit Shemesh. What is the difference? He quotes, I have a source here. He posts a Parsha blog. Very smart individual. He says, what is the difference between a shevet and a matet? Both words mean staff, and each staff had its own unique insignia of the tribes, that is, had its own unique insignia that was engraved upon it. And also in general, clans, whether they were, not just the Shvatim, but in general, tribes of any kind, right? Clans, groups, things like that, generally identified themselves by a particular symbol, which was often branded on their staff. And they were allied to it. They had this common symbol to them. Yet there are actually two types of staff. There's a shevet and a matet. So again, there's a very different approach from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but also very interesting. A shevet is a stick, which is, as he explains, is used for hitting, such as in Shemot, When a man will hit a servant or maidservant with a shavet, which is referring to, essentially whipping somebody, beating somebody. While a mate is specifically something which is used for guidance. Say to Aaron, stretch forth your hand with your mate, right, is one example. Now, Moshe Abeles provides a third distinction regarding the function of a shevet versus a mate. And this contrasts strongly, interestingly enough, with the Lubavitcher Rebbe's teaching. Right, so sorry, the third distinction is the one we just mentioned, which is, again, it's a third option, right? So we have the Lubavitcher Rebbe's two differences. We have Moshe Abeles's third difference, which is the function of the shevet and the mate, right? That one is used for a more hard-hitting approach and one's used for guidance. So this seems at odds. It seems completely at odds with the Lubavitcher Rebbe's teaching and the Hasidic teaching. But a revolution can actually be found by looking at the numerical equivalent or gematriot of these words. The word shevet, shin bet tet, is numerically equal to the word ish, man. For a man is wild and temperable by nature, just like this shoot that is starting to grow off the tree. Like a shoot or young branch, he is fresh and can grow in many different directions and sizes. He is therefore unhardened and without discipline by nature. But he is like a rod used for striking another if he does not learn refinement, right? If it's not refined and it doesn't grow properly, then it will become harsh and be hitting and destructive. For he will always seek to personally gain at another's expense if he's not taught morals and he doesn't grow properly. He'll be hardened in a bad way, right? This would be a negative sheva in a certain sense. So that's a way that you can kind of rectify those. The other word, mate, is numerically equivalent to either don or node. Don means one who judges. Just as a judge must have patience and listen to the details of a matter, carefully contemplating every testimony, piece of evidence, a true judge is not quick to issue a verdict. He's often aged, he's tempered, he's hardened with wisdom and experience. As a judge, such as those following the days of Yeshua, however, somebody who is hardened with experience and is aged with wisdom can also be used for guidance, right, in times of need. Similarly, the word nade, means a wall. It can be used for support and will not bend easily. It stands, it's hard and stands in the face of oppression and can do, actually serve to protect those who are behind. We can now see how this actually all ties together when looking at both of these explanations, including at Moshe Abeles' following statement. He says as follows. Moshe acknowledged the existence of 12 tribes with their identities. He tried to build a system where they would work together as matot. Again, that's the second one. Unfortunately, soon after Moshe's death, they started to work against each other and became more shvatim, which is the less mature one and the one which can be potentially more destructive. Once still attached to the tree is, in a sense, unripe. He is still in his infancy and reliant on his parents. He has not yet had the chance to grow by himself. After Moshe's leadership, Klal Yisrael, and certainly also Yeshua's leadership, right, and, the Shoftim, etc., like, they were supposed to have become more hardened. They're supposed to become more men. They're supposed to become more aged and wise, but they went back to a lot of their more infantile and immature tendencies. He wanted them to be together and in a more firm, fused manner to work together and utilize their strengths and give guidance to the world. But instead, much of our history, unfortunately, we have neglected to become leaders in a certain sense, or become leaders sometimes in a negative sense, and have given into our selfish innate instincts. So a shevet, when it does harden, right, because again, it can be pliable, but when it does harden, if it's not strengthened properly, it is weak and cannot stand alone, or it will break. But in contrast, a mate is thick. It is strong. It does not break easily, even if it is by itself. So may we all strive to be a mate and not just a shevet, and act as spiritual leaders to the world and not just simply men. Wishing you all Shabbat Shalom.